Praise his name. Let's all stand together, if you will. Let's go before the Lord in prayer to open the service. Father, we appreciate your grace in our lives that, Lord, we so abundantly can see. How you've come down and guided us by your hand, leading us every step, Father. Lord, I can see in my life how, Lord, wretched I am without your grace. Where I was, Father, and where I am today. Oh, Lord, I can only cry back, grace, grace, grace. Lord, I know each and every one can feel the same way, Lord. For truly you've been in every life here, Lord, leading us, Father, protecting us and guiding us, and blessing us. We truly want to give you glory and honor and thanks. Be with us now. Be the service, every phase. May you just get the glory and honor in everything. Lord, may your will be done in everything, in every heart, in every life. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Hallelujah. If you turn with me, if you will, I'd like to sing page 94. Meeting in the air. You're looking forward to that day, saints. It's getting close. Hallelujah. Amen. You have heard of little Moses in the bullrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the whale you often see. There are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all. I could eat well. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them. Meeting in the air. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air. Isn't that sweet, sweet by and by? I'm going to meet you over there in our home beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you were here, never heard my mortally. Oh, think about it. What a glorious dance it would be. And God, oh, some will be. In the air, many things will there be missing in that meeting, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will be a circumcised sinner, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. Oh, there will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted. Oh, what a day. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air. In that sweet, sweet mind and mine. I'm going. In that home beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you're weird, never heard by mortally, will be glorious, I do declare. And God, oh, son, will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. There the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us. And the Aikens will be busy far away. There the saints will have his seal upon their forehead. Dressed in raiment none but ransomed ones can wear. All who have the wedding garments will be present. meeting. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air. In that sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you over there in that home beyond. In the sweet, sweet by and by, I'm going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you heard, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's whole time will be leading one at that meeting. Amen. What a day that's going to be, saints. Hallelujah. Joyous, glorious day. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise his name. Page 267, if you'd like to turn with me. I'm going that way. Amen. Amen. You're having that assurance, building greater and greater in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful life. A beautiful place of mansions fair and skies that are bright, where all who believe the Savior so dear forever shall stay. And having been saved by grace divine, I'm going that way. Going that way, I'm going that way. Oh, and Jesus, my Savior, I adore, is with me each day. I'm clinging to him and never to stray. Tell and sing as onward I go, that those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. And open to sing his praise above some beautiful day, for glory to him. I'm going that way, I'm going that way, and Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. I'm clinging to him and never to stray. Yes, singing his praises all day long, I'm going that way. I know I shall meet him at the gate when trials are past. I know I shall meet him face to face in glory at last. And oh, I believe that when we meet, well done, he will say. Oh, for trusting his soul, redeeming love. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me today. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, going that way.
Amen. Going that way by His grace. Amen. Page 315, if you'd like to sing this before you quit. Keep on the firing line. Amen. Praise His holy name. Be determined, saints.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. Oh, if you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on that firing line. Oh, there are many dangers that we all must face. If we die fighting, it is no coward in the service, he won't find no place. So keep on firing. Amen. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and right, just keep on that firing line. Oh, God will only use the soldier He can trust. Keep on that firing line. Oh, if you wear a crown, then bear the cross you love. Keep on the firing line. Oh, life is but to labor for the Master. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great, you'll be rewarded for your service here. The paths of sin, with a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on that firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on that firing line.
Amen. You must fight. Be brave, saints. Amen. If I ask you to identify, how many of us have a perfect, easy life? Is anybody? No cares, no problems, no trials. No. Must fight, saints. Amen. Amen. And as God promised, you put your foot on it. I didn't say it's going to be easy. It's yours. Just fight. Keep brave. Amen. He's promised it to us, saints. Amen. I love Him. He's so wonderful. Amen. Brother Amos, would you like to come? Can you come up?
Amen.
Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will.
Dear Lord Jesus, we're so thankful, Lord, once again for this opportunity you've given us to be here this evening, Lord. Desire in our hearts to climb higher, Lord, draw closer to you. Lord, we just pray that you'll just deal with our hearts this evening, Lord. May your word find a good ground in us. Lord, may we just yield ourselves wholly and completely to you. Lord, we just give you all the glory and the praise. We thank you for all the many things you've done for us, for thy grace and thy mercy in our lives. Lord, we give you all the praise. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. May it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask it in thy precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's sing "It's the Life Behind the Name." I sang that for a while. Amen. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man he could live. It's the life behind the name. It's the life behind the name. Amen. That makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name. That makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man he could live. Give us the life behind the name. Amen. Praise his name. It's not our testimony. It's the life he lives through us. Amen. When the weakest of us gets on their knees, old Satan begins to tremble. Amen. I made that request for you tonight. Amen. We got a special request for Philip Bird, I guess. He's being diagnosed with a pituitary tumor and Cushing's disease, and he's requested prayer, so. Keep him on your heart and in your mind. Amen. Brother Paul, would you like to take the request?
Amen. Lord Jesus, Holy Father, we come before you this day, Lord Jesus. We come before you, Lord, to be you once again for your strength and our help, Lord Jesus. We're needy people, Lord Jesus. And I pray just lead and guide our lives now, Lord Jesus. And just look down upon the ones that have these needs here, Lord Jesus. The ones that are sick.
Yes.
Stand in there today, Lord Jesus, and just heal them, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, that you just come and do that, Lord Jesus. Lord, all unspoken requests and uplifted hands, Lord Jesus, meeting everything that you need, Lord, as they have need, Father. We just ask that you just go with us now and through the service, Lord Jesus. May you just be with each and every one, Lord Jesus, and just give us as we have needed, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We'll hear from you once again, Lord
Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his holy name. Amen. Would you have a song tonight? All right, I guess you come if you want. Praise his name.
To do so little time, yet I've got higher heights to climb. I pray for strength to run like I never have before. I can't slow down, no time to waste. I must strive harder, I must make haste, or I can almost hear his footsteps at the door. Where would I? It must be now, it cannot wait. Each second counts now of every day. Do you feel that same cry in your heart today? A desperate heart, a desperate cry. I need you more, Lord, as time draws nigh. I know it must be every word I'm living by. No time for pleasure, no time for flesh. I've got some mending. Or I can almost hear his footsteps at the door. Where would I be if he should come? Still mending patience or mending love. A time will come, my friend. It must be now, it cannot wait. Each second counts now of every day. Do you feel that same cry in your heart today?
I believe it's a wonderful thing to have that kind of a cry in your heart and desire in your heart to be in that position and to reach that height in Christ that he's wanting us to reach. It's a blessed desire to have. And something, if it's constantly pulling on the inside, and if you find yourself, you're a little short on something, maybe you got trapped and tripped up on something, it's a blessed desire to have something on the inside burning to get away from that thing, whatever it is. I mean, with all sincerity, and I mean with all truth in your heart and no hypocrisy, it's a wonderful blessing to have that kind of desire. Amen. God help us all to have that kind of desire. Amen. Let us all stand as we sing a little chorus. Again, only believe as our precious brother Timothy comes this evening and deliver the message for this evening. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe. just bow our heads. Precious Lord, once more we are gathered here with grateful hearts, Lord, and with thanksgiving. And Lord, with a joy burning in our hearts, Lord, knowing that you are preparing us for that great day, Lord. And Father, we're so thankful for all that we see you doing in our hearts and in our lives. And Lord, each time we've come, Lord, we've come tonight even, Lord, as a group, Lord, we're individuals here, but Lord, each one of us, I pray, came praying, Lord, speak to my heart, Lord, with something to help me along the way. And Lord, we just ask for your blessings upon your word. Lord, just let me just be a mouthpiece, Lord, and speak what you've already spoke. For Lord, through that, your spirit, your word is spirit in his life. And it alone, Lord, will do the work in our hearts and lives that is needed. And we commit it to your hands and for your glory and your honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My, don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. While you're still standing, you can turn to the book of James, if you would. Amen. Thankful for the precious word that the Lord's been delivered to us. And I just pray that tonight through this little text, it ain't much. It ain't much. It's the word of God. But as a minister standpoint to say it's a teaching message, it's just we're renewing our minds. Amen. You know, I'm just so thankful that God has renewed my mind many a times to things. And oftentimes, you know, we hear words and maybe we didn't get it. But I just thank God. You know, he laid this little thing on my heart this evening, and we're just going to speak a little bit. And you know, I believe God knows all about it. Amen. Amen. You know, I didn't want to because it's something that our brothers pretty much mentioned every service over the last five. And I thought, it ain't no need, But you know, the Lord just kept pressing it, so we're just going to talk about it. Amen. And, yes. You know, and we each have a different calling, and I ain't going to try to fill his shoes. God didn't place me here for that. But by God's grace, each one of us, as we come, we do what we can.
Amen.
God gives us to do with, we do with it. Amen. If all he gives you a stick, you know, does he give Moses a stick? Take the stick and do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
And God will take care of the rest. Amen. But here in the book of James, let's just start there about the 19th chapter, or the first chapter, the 19th verse, I'm sorry. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthfulness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated.
Amen.
My saints, that scripture alone, we could just keep dwelling on that for a long time. Many, you know, our brother's been speaking on it, and he spoke on it in many different avenues, and that alone, by the renewing of our minds, will be transformed. And if you just think of that scripture every day when you woke up, and let that run through your thoughts, how much of a blessing it is. But you know, it's a promise there as well. And I'd like to turn here. Let's go ahead and turn over to Luke, the 6th chapter. But we're placed here, saints, and even this morning we came in and we heard the precious word. Each one of us said here, and each one of us took something from the service, I pray. But each thing we took, is it something we'll forget tomorrow? Or is it going to bring about the fruits in our hearts? You know, and that's the age we're living in, saints, is it's not people hear, but they ain't doing, and they don't feel the need to do. But I just, as Jesus typed it here in the 6th chapter of the book of Luke, in the 46th verse, and he says, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? For whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and do them, I will show you to whom he is like. And he is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock.
Hallelujah.
But he that heareth and doeth not is likened to a man without a foundation that built a house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. But saints, tonight I want us to just dwell just a little bit more on that, the house that was founded on the rock.
Amen.
And that's why we've come here, saints, is to found our house.
Amen.
And to lay a foundation and have it built right. And every time we get a chance together in these precious doors, wherever you get a chance to go and hear the word, you're gathering there to build a foundation.
Amen.
And if you go to get something to build your foundation, and you get something that tears apart part of the foundation you've already laid, you're working against yourself. So we want to be careful that everything we get is building that foundation.
Amen.
Building that house right. And we want to make sure that we're not built upon the sand,
yes,
but built upon a rock. And you know, I was thinking of Peter. When Jesus spake to Peter, and he said, let's just read it. Amen. I had these laid out, but I wasn't sure what order we was going to read them. But let's just go here real quick to, amen, I believe it, Matthew 16. And just read this. Amen. I'm just, there's a lot of things running through my mind, saints, you know. But it's just, but you got to follow God's leading and do what he wants. You know, there's so many things we could preach on, and my, it's a joyous time, and I'm so glad for all God's doing. But my, it's a time where you can feel the Holy Spirit, it's rooting it, and it's grounding it, and it's getting it to where it's not a swaying tree. You know, you can look at any denomination, and there is no steadfastness in any of them. And you can look, when Brother Branham was on the scene, and he was preaching the word at his church in Jeffersonville, because he was on the scene and he was standing there, and he was the steadfastness of that church, and he was the ultimate. When the question was arose, Brother Branham gave an answer. Amen. That's the way it is. And that's the way the church held it up. Stood right behind him. But he left the scene. God took him. But God didn't take his spirit nor the word that he left. And that's the way it ought to be today. God left us an ultimate that no matter what.
Hallelujah.
And that's where, as Jesus speaking here when he was on earth, he was that ultimate. They realized that. Them disciples, they seen it in him. You know, what he said, they took to heart.
Yes, amen.
Though they didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to hold them steadfast yet. But they knew. They had seen the works of God, and they knew. But as he says here in the 16th chapter of Matthew in the 13th verse, and when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea by Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
Amen.
Amen. And saints, just think about it for a minute. And we all sat here, and we know Brother Branham was a prophet. There ain't a person in here going to deny that. But who, as Jesus was saying here, he was asking him, who do you say I am? And Peter, you know, and some said Elias, and Jeremiah, one of the prophets, and he said, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said it unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. And saints, I want you to stop and think now. In this day, God sent a prophet. And while he was here, people began to say, he's a prophet. He's a prophet. And they told everybody he's a prophet. And you know, you get the messages and, oh, we've all heard his voice. But do we know who he was? Amen. Do you see with a reality who he was?
Amen.
It was a man that was standing there. But God came down in this age and delivered a message personally to his bride.
Amen.
Personally.
Lord.
Not for... And when he delivered it, he didn't leave room for people to come along and start to take it away. But he delivered it just the way he wanted it delivered. He laid it right down the line. And he told his wife. Now, how would you feel? Just think in the natural. You got a wife. Well, most of us do. If you went and told your wife something exactly how you wanted it done. And maybe your brother came over and told your wife, well, it don't need to be done that way. I know so-and-so. It's okay. Don't need to be like that. And then she didn't do it. How would you feel? And maybe you'd look and say, but that's how God is seeing us today. He gave us his clear-cut decision upon the word. And he laid it right down and he opened it up. But will we let someone come along and take away what God spoke to the bride? And by being the bride, I see myself as one of them. You've got to see yourself in that number. Not a group of people, but you are that little bride that God was speaking to. And you know, when God speaks, it lines up and it runs right in continuity. And it moves right down the line every time. But that's the biggest problem sometimes, is we're not real sure that it was all God. Because maybe so-and-so said, well, that part was God, that part was man. That was his opinion, that really wasn't the word. But after 1963, when God came down and rolled back those seals, you know, and there's so many today still saying that seventh seal isn't even open. They're still looking for someone to come. But oh, they're going to be waiting for a long time, because it's open, saints, to that little bride.
Oh, yes, it is.
And it's making her ready. Amen.
Amen.
Preparing her for the catching away. Amen. That great rapture that's going to take place. But I'd like to turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And just kind of use a type of Abraham. And here in the 11th chapter, very familiar scriptures. We've all heard them many times. But just in a little different form this evening. But you know, when God speaks and God predestinates, that's the beauty of when you can truly see grace and you truly see how God predestinated man. And all beforehand, he had this planned out and laid this out the way that it would take place.
Yes.
Right to his glory and to his honor. It makes it that much greater. But you know, sometimes we don't quite see predestination the way we should. And it's because of maybe past teachings, past doctrines, creeds. But you know, God, the word's laying here. And God is the revealer. Amen. And only he can reveal it. Amen. You know, amen. There were some wonderful things spoken this morning. Amen. You know, to know him. Hallelujah. But here, let's just begin the 11th chapter and begin there at the 7th verse. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went, but by faith he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. And saints, he moved out. I want you to look at that. Both of them men, when the word came to them, they moved out. Now, they were prophets in their time. And Abraham was the father of our faith. We're heirs of the same promises that he received. And it should create the same thing in us, that when we hear the word, it creates a reaction. And that's the thing, when Noah received the word to build this ark, it took place. He was out there with a hammer and nails. He was building whatever he had to have. It might have been gathering wood the first day. Whatever it took, he was in action. And it was obvious he was going to build a boat.
Yes,
he was moving forward. Same way with Abraham. When God spoke to him, he moved out. And it was obvious he was looking for a land. And he was following God and giving God all that God had told him to bring and to follow. But I just wonder, as individuals, do we see that in our lives? We hear the word, and do we see that causing us to move out? Or do I agree with it and say, amen, it's the word, but sometime, some other time? You know, that was never entered into Abraham's heart and never entered into Noah's.
Amen.
They took right off. They began to move. It brought forth an action. And that's the way that we should be. When this word comes, it should bring about a reaction. It should come into our hearts, and when God reveals it, just like Peter, he stood there and he told Jesus, "Thou art the Christ," and he knew it. But yet Jesus told him, "You'll deny me 3 times. And he did. But then on that day of Pentecost, when he said, "You go there and you wait till you be endued with power from on high. And I won't leave you comfortless, but I'm going to come to you."
Amen.
And when he came back down, you watch how Peter, the reaction, it was a combustion. He came out of that upper room and it was a change. Yeah. Wasn't no more maybe. Well, I think he was the Christ, but I'm not going to disagree with you. No, he knew. He was. Men and brother, there wasn't no room for debate. There wasn't no room for maybe it's the way you see it. Maybe it's like that. No, there wasn't no room for that no more. It's this is, thus saith the Lord. Let me tell you who he was. And that's the way this word should be in our hearts. There's no room for debate on what Brother Branham brought. There's no room to say, well, maybe it could be that way. When God brought his word, he brought it perfect and precise. And if you can't see it the way it's written in there, we need a revelation. Because this is right, saints. This is the way God wanted it. And that's why the beauty is our brother was bringing. When God will reveal nothing unless he brings it to his prophet first. And that's the reality we've got, each one as individuals has got to see. It's not Brother Steve. It's not Brother so-and-so over here preaching. It's not Brother Tim up there preaching. It's the God. God done and sent the message. We're just the mailman that's continuing to carry it out. But we've got to see it as individuals for ourselves, that it was God speaking, not some man. And that's what we've still got in our mind. We see preachers. Brother so-and-so said it's like this. Brother so-and-so, get away from Brother so-and-so said and take it back to this right here. Nobody. Nobody has a right to deny it, but this right here is the absolute truth. And there's no room for debate. It's right there, black and white. Take it for what God said and hold on to it till he reveals it to you if you can't understand it. But it's thus saith the Lord. That's what he's got right there. And God give it to the prophet and he brought it to us in this day. But you got to be convinced to know that that was God. You can't, if there's a doubt in your mind that he could have been wrong on something, you're not going to go no farther with God. Till you can get it in your heart that that was God in human form. Amen. Come down and use those lips of clay. Hallelujah. To speak to his bride. Amen. Yes. But oh my saints, and it'll bring a reality in your heart. Oh, yes. That's what gives you the peace when you lay down at night, that I don't have to wonder, could the Pentecostals be right? Am I right in holding the standard that I hold? Oh, am I right in making my wife wear dresses and my kids obey and act like this? Mm-hmm. Someone come along, well, you know, you don't have to make them go that far. You don't have to quite take your home that serious yet. Slow down. Don't get in a hurry. But if God's dealing with your heart and it come out of here, that's when you say, amen, I don't care what anyone else says. And Abraham didn't care how many people told him. When God gave him the promise of that son, God spoke to him and he said, you're going to have it. And nobody could detour him. He knew it was going to be his. And he didn't waver. But he took right off.
Yes.
Amen. Let me see here. I got to. Amen. I don't want to get too lengthy here. Amen. But saints, he moved out. And you know, let me just see if I can catch. This is in the message Jehovah Jireh preached in April 2nd, 1964. And this is page 8, paragraph 56. Now, total separation from all unbelief. And remember, Abraham the patriarch was never absolutely fully blessed until he obeyed exactly what God said to do. And we will never, never be blessed any and have the blessings until we obey what God said to do.
Amen.
And you might think, because you might be blessed in wonderful wealth of this natural land, and you might have all you need, but you'll never be truly blessed,
amen,
spiritually blessed, until you fully obey God's word to a T.
Amen.
That's what he said. I didn't say it. He said it.
That's right.
But that's each one. It goes for each one of us, saints. We'll never be fully blessed and never know the true heights of God that we can have till we obey him to his fullest.
Amen.
If there's one thing we're holding back on, one thing we just don't want to yield, one thing standing in the way, you're not going to get the full blessings of God. But oh my, he says, I'm going to skip down. He says, paragraph 62, Abraham, then after he had these conditions given to him and he started his journey going on, and we find he moved out.
And in the 13th chapter, he finally come to the spot of full obedience to God. Now we find that Lot, first he took his father, and the old man was always kind of in the way. And he tried to get a bunch dragging along with him. And when you do that, there, what do you got? God said, separate. You know, Abraham tried to travel with Lot and his herdsmen. You know, but he says, well, I tell you, he said, and then the old man, he finally, at the very end, Lot became a hare in the biscuit, as to say. And we find out that he began to murmur, and they both got rich, and they had plenty to get along with. And we find out that Lot began to quarrel, his herdsmen against Abraham's herdsmen. And we find out that God hadn't fully found faithfulness in Abraham to obey what he had told him to do, to completely separate himself from all of his kindred and from all of his people and to serve him. And so we find out that God, speaking to Abraham here at the altar, had told him what to do. And finally, Lot, when it come to the question, come up between Abraham and Lot. It says, said, we're brother now, and we won't have any quarrels among us. Now, if you go to the east, I'll go to the west. And if you won't, there's plenty of room here for all of us, and you just go and you just make your choice. Now, that was the real Christian spirit in Abraham, to give the enemy the benefit of the choice. So he let him take his way. And Lot, like so many today, seen the opportunity. And so many follow this message because they saw an opportunity.
Yes, it is.
If he ever got away from the strictness, why, he might make himself a few dollars. And that's become the way of this message. You let off a little bit, boy, we could go a long ways. There's more people in the church. There's more money in the offering plate. There's more money in my pocket. We can fund this and we can fund that. And we can go here and we can go there. And the congregation's watching the return of the zombies on television, and that's all they can talk about. They're playing rock and roll music in the church on their drums and stuff while they're supposed to be practicing for the church hymnals. They do all these things, but oh, they're Christians and they're message believers. But they're not obeying the word of God. You take just look, and I won't mention any names, but you just get on the computer and you watch some of the singing services in this message. In renowned churches that have supposedly worship, just total worship services, and you watch the trained singing that Brother Branham spoke about. They run the spirit out, and they brought in their own thing. They're not obeying the word of God no more. They've lost their blessing.
Amen.
But that's why every word must become important. That's just one little thing.
Amen.
But it comes down to the smallest things.
Yes.
As our brother mentioned this morning, forsaking not assembling of yourselves together. That may seem so small and minute to many. But that is one of the biggest obstacles in this message that people can't see and can't get over.
That's right.
Because you can't be fully blessed till you obey every word of God.
Amen.
And God knows our hearts. He knows where we stand. Amen. And he says, he looked down towards Sodom, and it was well-watered land, big city, fine industrious, salt, so forth. And they had the exports from there. And again, full of big time, women with all their Jezebel paint and everything, just a great time. And his wife kind of felt a little that way too, because we find out after he become mayor down there, that she kind of liked it, the way of people. And the only thing you have to do is get mixed up with something, see? God wants you to separate yourself and get so far away from things till you don't even see them at all. And that you want to see one thing, and that's Him and what He promised. And that's where we've got to be, saints. We look around us, and we see many. But this is an individual race.
Yes, it is.
And God didn't reveal to those other disciples at that time standing there who He really was. When He was standing there, and Peter said, it had been revealed to Peter. But those other two disciples couldn't say that. They said, well, some say,
yes.
And some say... But Peter, there wasn't no some say. He said, thou art. He had been seen it, saints. It had come down and struck him. That light, just like Paul on the road to Damascus. When that light struck him, and he said, Saul, Saul, why? He said, who are you, Lord? It was instant. Hey, man, there was something there. It struck. It was right there. And there was a,
hallelujah.
Whoa. And look at the change it brought. Hey, man.
Yeah.
But that's what people, they think they can serve God and there's no change. It's just, oh, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and your life never really changes. You know, it's just like, it's obeying the word of God. You must, as Peter gave it, repent, be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you follow those steps,
amen.
God is obligated. If you obey Him fully from the heart, He's obligated. Somewhere, you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But if you try to cut out any of the steps, it won't work. And water doesn't save you. That's just a showing a clear conscience towards God that you followed and obeyed His word.
Yes.
Brother Branham said you can go down a wet sinner and come up a wet sinner. Go down a dry sinner and come up a wet sinner. But that's just following God's word. But if you know from your heart you've obeyed Him and you followed Him, what a confidence that ought to begin to build in your heart. Lord, I'm following You, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, this is what You told me to do and I'm doing it. That's one of the very smallest parts.
Amen.
And we start. That's where we all start. But that's the desire that we must keep all through our walk with Christ.
Yes.
Is, Lord, I'm following Your word, Lord. Everything You tell me to do, Lord, I'm right here. Lord, You said to go do it and I did it. Stay with it immediately. Amen. Exact as our brother said there the other Thursday night. You can't bring it anymore. Amen. Amen. This is in the Patriarch Abraham, February 7th, 1964. I'll go ahead and start at paragraph 4. It says, now Abraham was just an ordinary man. Wasn't something special. God never called him, as far as we have any record, until he was 75 years old. And his wife, which was his half-sister, being 65 years old at the time, and they had probably lived together since they was young, and she was barren, had no children. And God called a complete separation to separate himself from the rest of the world and from all of his people and from all of his kindred. And there was a special thing for him to do. And saints, maybe some of you will never know what it's like to really separate from your kindred. But I think there's quite a few of us here that can truly say we made that separation. Not out of being made to, not being made out of, it must be, but because God was drawing our hearts to move in a different form. And I'm sorry our paths had to split. But by God's grace, we must serve the Lord. And there's nothing harder, saints, than walking away from someone you really love. And you may love them with all your heart, and they've been your best friend and always been right there for you. And there's nothing like seeing the word of God split right down the middle. And know which side you've got to walk.
Amen.
That's not an easy feeling. And it's not an easy thing to do. Well, I just did it. No. Without God's grace, there ain't no one can do it. But by God's grace and mercy, He put that desire in my heart and in the others' hearts to walk with Him no matter what.
Glory.
Don't matter.
Amen.
The word comes first. And this is what we're going to serve.
Yes. Amen.
And when God expects you to do a special thing, He demands a complete separation from any doubt. You've got to come to full obedience to obey what He says. God demands it. You can't do it no other way. And now He always sets an example, and that was His example, to do a complete separation from all of His family and all of His kindreds and so forth, and to walk a life separated to God. Years passed and nothing happened, but still Abraham held on. Amen. Just discouraged. He never staggered at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God.
Yes.
Year by year, as it went by, no doubt many critics come by and said, Abraham, fathers of nations, how many children do you have now? And how many people can come by today and say, that message you're believing, I thought California was going to slide in. I thought there was going to be an earthquake. I thought there was going to be a rapture. What's going on? I see the churches that you used to associate in, I see they're sliding backwards. They're allowing this now, and they allow that, and they allow this, that, and the other. What happened to that? What you was holding to. Many critics come along.
Yes, amen.
And many people, but where's your faith?
Amen.
Can you stand there and say, I can't help what they do, but by God's grace,
amen,
it's still the same.
Amen.
Amen. And Sarah, and that didn't stagger him. No child. Sarah was past the time of life and of bearing children, of course, way beyond menopause. But still Abraham believed God just the same. And he made preparations for that baby because he knew and was fully persuaded that God could not make a promise that he wasn't big enough to back up.
Amen.
And we're making preparations for a rapture, saints.
Amen.
There's going to be a catching away, and I'm making my preparations now. And his seed should think the same thing, regardless of how unreal it seems, how unnatural it seems to the natural mind. Yet God cannot make a promise that he is not big enough to take care of. We believe that same thing today. Every true seed of Abraham believes the same thing. And no matter what circumstances in, how much knowledge we've accumulated, and how many things has happened, how unnatural it is to the natural mind, or how foolish it is, rather to natural. It doesn't make a bit of difference. If God said so, that's it. And the seed of Abraham are settled upon, thus saith the Lord, and that settles it. And saints, that's where it's got to be in each heart. You're not just attending a church. You're not just following a message. But God, you've got to have the revelation that God has spoke to you. And if He hasn't truly spoke to you personally, and you say, how do I know? If someone can give you their idea of how what they feel Brother Branham said, and it can stagger you, and then you don't know which way to go, He hasn't revealed it to you yet. Because when it's revealed, there's no room for anything else. That's the way it is. There's no way to move. And, oh my saints, may we truly pray and ask God to dip into our hearts the revelation of all this word. There's higher heights we all see. And by God's grace, we're going to get there, but we got to have that desire. Lord, it's going to be me by your grace. And there might be more things to separate from. There might still be things in our lives that's hindering us. Maybe I, this and that. Maybe if I see something, am I going to, well, I don't really need to get rid of that thing. But what if I can truly see that it's hindering me? Maybe it's really not even wrong, but I see that it's hindering me. Well, how anxious am I to get rid of that thing? And to move on. Lord, you'll provide a way. Here we go. Yes, amen. Amen. You know, when you think of Abraham standing there with Lot, and they all had great herds. All this, and you can imagine all the people Abraham had with him. The families and things, the herdsmen and their wives and their children and their flocks. And stand there and look and see Lot take the prime grazing land and leave him with the old poor leftover stuff that was down there in the bottoms. And maybe he's standing there as a true herdsman saying, there's not enough grazing down there for my flocks. There just ain't enough water down there. And maybe he might have, as a herdsman, seen that. But he was looking beyond that. He said, God said, you see that land, I'll give it to you. Amen. And I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm going to give you that promise. That's all he cared about. He didn't care if there wasn't no water down there. He knew there would be when he got there. Amen. God's a God to provide for his own. Amen. And he'll make a way when there is no way through. But you've got to be willing to take that step and step out with faith. And not just step out blindly and say, I've got faith. But know that God is dealing with your heart to do something. And then move out with God. Amen. And watch God back it up. Don't just, well, I need a new job and just quit your job. He'll give me one. No, that it's wrong attitude. But God prepares his people. And there is, and it works to his glory and to his praise when it happens. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll try to close off here. I want to read this. Brother DeLong mentioned this the other night when he was ministering, but this is in the token, and I just want to read it. I want us to have it in our thoughts and just think about it. Paragraph 338, and this is the one preached September 1st of 63. The token is the sign that a purchase has been made and been accepted. Now, you can't get the token from the railroad fare until you pay the price. And the only way you're going to pay the price is pay it. That's right. What? Believe it? Accept it? Full obedience to the whole word of God will entitle you to the token. Full obedience. Amen. Not part of it as far as your denomination or your ideas go. I put the ideas in there. He didn't say that. But all of it. Full obedience to the word, which is Christ, brings you into Christ. Now, what if you was just all in but your feet hanging out? And what if you was all in with your hands hanging out? Amen. And I kind of thought, as our brother, when we was baptized, and when he mentioned that situation that happened, is the Bible said to baptize him, complete submersion. Just think about it. What if something's hanging out? You see where we're, how exact as he was bringing, how exact things must be. And he says, now, what if you was all in but your feet hanging out? The heart's in the world yet. See, but we don't do that. Full, complete obedience puts you and the word one. Amen. You believe it, every bit. Glory. And all of it's in you. And you watch it working through you. You don't go about with a bunch of carrying on. See, you're a Christian. No matter what anybody says, they'll never touch you. You're in Christ. You're safe as you can be. When death knocks at the door, it has no hold. See, not at all. Why? It's just stepping out of here into there. That's if everything's into the Word. Nothing hanging out, but everything in. Amen. Age means not a thing to you. You done a pass from age. You're in eternity because you're in Him. He is eternal. Don't mean a thing. Whether you're young, old, middle-aged, whatever you are, pretty, ugly, short, fat, what? It don't matter a thing. It doesn't. Amen. And he drops down here at 345 and he says, let me be a brother and let me live the example of what Christ said a man should be. Amen. And let me be a brother to a brother and a brother to a sister. And let me be a minister to the ministers and let me be an example of examples. And let me show to the world that this word is Christ. And the only way I can do it is come into him. Because I can't do it myself, you can't do it. But let the word in you become one. And then it lives itself out. And you are a walking epistle of Jesus Christ. When he's got complete control. Control of you to make every word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And saints, that's where we stand tonight. Each one of us. We can't do this on our own. But the bottom line is you've got to get away from anything that you don't know for sure God's revealed to you to be this word. You can't hang up on anything. And you can't have it in your mind. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in his ways. We got to make sure that we know we've got one path. And to walk that path and make sure that it's God that's revealed it to me. But I've got to be able to stand boldly and firmly. That brother, you may feel that way, but God said this. And I'm sorry. I disagree with you if you feel that way. But I can't go on nothing but what God said.
Amen.
And saints, how much easier it would be if everyone could say what God said.
Amen.
But oh my, you sisters can come to the instruments. But I pray that's burning in our hearts, saints.
Oh, yes.
Is to see it exactly. Not ever rely on brother so-and-so said. I heard it like this one time, and I heard it like that.
Amen.
But oh my, I can look down into my own heart and know that I'm not riding the pastor's shirt tail. I'm not riding brother so-and-so's shirt tail. But I'm sitting here because I know I'm following God.
Amen.
It's just like going to the water and being baptized. Someone can push you to go to the water and get baptized. But only each person that goes to the water to get baptized knows where that drawing was coming from that led them to the water.
Hallelujah.
If it's somebody out here pushing you, I think you should go. That's different. But when it starts in here and there's just something that says, I got to do that. I must do that. Then you know you're on the right track. And don't ever let anyone take it from you. God said I had to do it. That's why I went and done it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I pray as the days draw closer, we'll see it more of it must be exact. It must be. And there's no room for debate. There's no room. You know, so many times people get around and they want to discuss it. Let's have a Bible study and we'll just discuss it. There is no discussing. It's already been said. This is the final. I don't have no thoughts about it. All I can tell you is what God said about it. And that's what he said, and that's where we take it. It may be, well, you know, I heard it like this one time, and it could be like that. It could have. You better leave it alone. Brother Branham wouldn't touch nothing if he didn't have a scripture for it. And that's the way we ought to be. Brother, if you feel that way, but I'm going to stay what he said. That's where I'm going to stay as an individual, is with this. I pray it'll burn in our hearts. Pray there's a joy burning. A joy of our salvation every day. A happiness. Lord, I'm one step closer to home, and by your grace, I'm going to make it. We sang the little song, keep on the firing line.
Amen.
By God's grace, we're going to make it. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen for the word.
Amen. Well, I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for he has been so good to me. And then I think of all he's done and where he's brought me from. I've got so much to thank him for. Well, I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. Has been so good to me. I think of all he's done. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Got
so much to to thank Him for.
You got a lot to thank Him for? Amen. Then we ought to thank Him all through the day. We ought to be praising through the day. There should be a worship in our heart to the Lord all day long. Appreciation. Oh my. The scripture says we should be singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. Is that right? Amen. And it's exactly. Amen. When you read the scripture, when you read the messages, it should be in your heart. Exactly. This is the way it is. Exactly. It cannot be different in just even a little bit way. It has to be exactly. And how can it be exactly? Have the same exact Christ in you that wrote that Bible. Amen. The same Holy Ghost. Glory. That's the way it can be exactly. Oh, hallelujah. What a happy people we ought to be. When you say, well, Brother Steve, I get skinned a lot and I get chastened a lot, you still ought to be happy. Oh, it may not be seeming joyous at the moment in time, but it'll yield forth a peaceful fruit of righteousness. Yeah, well, it'll turn out good. Amen. Get that good old cleaning out. Oh, my, I love it when the Holy Ghost cleans me out and gets good and ready for the Lord to have His way. Amen. Don't you love Him? I appreciate Him with all my heart. Appreciate the message tonight. Just trust God will continue to deal with our hearts and open our understanding, give us revelation in a greater way, and constantly give us a word test. Constantly search our hearts, our lives, and see where we're at before Him, that we can have the opportunity to keep right on climbing another rung, get higher in Christ. Amen. Bless His holy name. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we sing that little song, we've got so much to thank You for. Truly, Lord, we do. And Father, You know my heart, and You know it's the truth in my life. I am constantly thanking You for all the many things You do for me, Father. When I may be sitting in the study and You begin to reveal something to me, and Lord, deal with my heart on what to bring, it makes me so thankful, Lord. It makes me appreciate You so much to be able to see the Word of God running continuity and not break, oh God, and nothing added to, nothing taken away from it. Just stand there in the pureness and the righteousness of God. Lord, I appreciate that so much. I thank You, Lord, for these people. I just pray that You'll bless them and meet every need in their hearts and their lives. And trusting, Lord, that the greatest need each one of them feels in their lives is first You, Lord. Everything in Your Word to be fulfilled in their life. Lord, may that be the greatest thing You meet in our lives, that Your Word be made manifest. The literal life of Jesus Christ through every living vessel here this evening. May You just bless us now, Lord. And as we part from this little place, may we keep You always before You, as David said. Keep You always before us, that we sin not against Thee, O God. May You help us to do that, Lord, and help us to each have that desire burning as we go through this week now, Lord, and we travel each way in our journey. And Lord, all through the day, all through the night, early in the morning, the Father, the desire is burning to be exactly like You. Lord, to have that exact Word manifested in our lives. Grant that, Lord. Oh, God, we know that it will only come from You. So we ask that You grant that now into our lives. In Your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask You now that You fulfill this in our lives. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Well, I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for He has been so good to me. And when I think of all He's done and just where He brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. God bless you. Keep on thanking Him all through the week. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen.